listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Haggai is RNIB Scotland's award-winning youth forum, which helps young, blind and partially sighted people aged 16 to 27 amplify their voices. Haggai has a brand new e-newsletter, and we're joined now by Haggai member and member of Scottish Youth Parliament, Ailey Morrison, to learn more. Hi Ailey. So how long have you been in Haggai and why did you join?
I joined Haggai in 2013, quite a long time ago. I was 12 at the time. The age range was different then. It's changed over the years. And my main part of joining Haggai was to feel connected to other blind or visually impaired people, especially school age. I felt like I was the only one with a visual impairment. To know that there were other people out there like me was great comfort to me, I guess.
Alongside the social element, you've done lots of interesting and meaningful work as well as part of Haggai. Can you tell us about some of the different things you've done as a Haggai member?
We've had a lot of successful campaigns, including visual awareness training for primary school age kids, where they got a shoebox size box out to their primary school with details on how to do visual awareness training, things like speak shades so they could operate their own training that we didn't need to be there. It also went out to community centres so people like scouts could use it. It had great feedback and we were thinking about doing another one soon. We've done a lot with buses and independent travel. I went to actually the train station, my local train station, and we campaigned there, especially looking at the assistance and how bad it was then and how they never show up.
And why would you encourage people listening to get involved in Haggai?
Haggai is great. It has definitely increased my confidence. It's great for social aspect as you get to meet other people who are like you, although have our different interests. We do all have that one common thing between us. And if you're interested in campaigning and don't really know where to start, we're a really friendly group, so it's a great way to get started.
And you've got your new e-newsletter where people can hear about some of the achievements you've had and hear about some of the things that you're up to in the future.
If anyone remembers Hagzine back in the day, I was quite involved with that, writing articles for it. And due to COVID and the pandemic, like everything stopped. And so did the Hagzine. So now us at Haggai are rebranding it. And we're coming up with this new online version so people can use screen readers to listen to it or zoom it in on an iPad. So currently it hasn't gone out yet. We're still working on that. But if you want to sign up to get a copy of it, if you go to all of Haggai Family's Facebook page or Twitter, there's a link there to sign up to get it. And it'll be out the end of July-ish.
And alongside the debut of your new e-newsletter, what else have you got coming up in Haggai over the next couple of months?
So actually we're taking a wee breather for the summer. That was a decision made by all of us. A lot of us are uni students, so it's been very hectic these past few months. So we will be back in August and we're planning to do bigger and better things.
And where's the best place for people to keep up to date with Haggai in general?
Probably Twitter is more of an active one, but definitely all our social media platforms. It's at Haggai Family.
Well, thank you so much, Ailey Morrison from Haggai, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio, and we can't wait to read the newsletter.
Thank you.